Democrats have fewer choices in the statewide races. Attorney General Josh Shapiro is running unopposed for governor, but the Senate race, a pretty lively one, although Fetterman still polling way ahead, even though he is recovering in the hospital from a stroke he suffered on Friday. His campaign says that he will have an event as planned in Pittsburgh tonight, but that his wife will be headlining that event as Fetterman remains in the hospital recovering. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman has had a commanding lead in the polls for months, but all were taken before the thunderclap news on Sunday that he had a stroke. Veterans of Pennsylvania politics don't believe that affects Fetterman's chances. In fact, one speculates it may get him some additional sympathy votes. That's bad news for Congressman Connor Lamb, who gave up his suburban Pittsburgh House seat to run for Senate. His campaign's main argument has been that he can win Republican votes, but apparently that message did not inspire Democratic voters this year. He trails Fetterman by 40 points in some polls. Philadelphia's own state representative Malcolm Kenyatta trails Lamb by a substantial margin, but he's likely to get a lot of support in vote-rich Philadelphia, even though the city Democratic committee endorsed Lamb. Alex Khalil of the Jenkintown Borough Council is also running. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.